Christmas time. It's 7 after the hour. This is the Doug Steffen. No, you haven't found some crazy radio station that has changed its format. Although, I will tell you that the second station, I think it was, two, 3 weeks ago, didn't we, Kenny, report on a station in I want to say, somewhere in Utah, I don't remember where it was, that had changed the Christmas music. Well, you'll be happy to know that there is another Christmas station starting today to honor the blessed event. Syracuse Market, this is 11 and a half weeks before Christmas Day.
Wow.
11 and a half weeks. The Santa 100.9 there. Wait a minute, let's see here. And I'm just going back to where we were. September 6th was the first Christmas station, Santa 100.9 on the FM dial, someplace, I think, in New York. I'm not sure exactly where that is. But now, 103.9 in Syracuse debuts another Christmas. So you had your Christmas thing up, Ken Kessler, here with me.
No.
He has a Christmas website, has great music. Is it too early for you to even have yours up?
Yes, it is. In a couple weeks, I'll start loading stuff up to get ready because I play so many thousands of different songs. But
right.
It doesn't actually go on until early November, and that's for the people who want it. I try not to push it really hard.
Holly FM, this is called. It's Holly FM. Oh, man. So is that the most important thing happening this Monday? No, but I thought you'd get a kick out of it before we get into some of the other stories of the day, what some would consider the more important stories of the day. I guess it depends on where your head is. 888-302-3684. Welcome to Monday. And the top stories of the day include the fact that the administration is pressuring the House to end the government shutdown, but John Boehner was on the Sunday morning. I think he was. Did he go on any other show beside This Week on ABC?
That's the only one I saw him on. Usually when they do that, they make the rounds.
Right, they make the rounds bumping. But don't all those shows air live and aren't some of them on at the same time? Or can you go from one to one to one to one?
Well, if you have good people and you plan it well enough, you can go from one to one.
Yeah, move fast. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, Mr. Boehner insists that Democrats have to accept some kind of alteration to the health care law. The Republicans say we'll not agree to anything on the budget until we, he said, but it's interesting the conflicts here. One of the things that I took away, and I said this to Ken off the air when we were listening earlier this morning to some of the audio from George Stephanopoulos grilling Boehner. Some people would say it's good journalism. I found it to be nauseatingly advocacy journalism. That is, Stephanopoulos, who is clearly a Democrat, is sort of grinding Boehner up, and it just sounded like it was one step too far. Do you know what I mean, Kenny? Now, you're upset with the whole thing on all of the sides, and maybe you want to explain that, but it just sounded like it was a step too far to me.
Yeah, it does. Chris Wallace does that kind of thing, but he's an equal opportunity blaster. He goes after everybody who comes on his show.
And it's also Fox, too.
Yeah, but he goes after the Republicans too if he thinks they're out of line or they're wrong.
Yeah.
But this thing with George with John Boehner, it started out well, but I thought it kind of crossed the line.
Mm-hmm.
I think he lost what he was shooting for, and it started to sound like he was trying to push his own agenda.
Right, he was badgering the witness, Your Honor. So, that's the way it came across to me, and I think most other people who are listening to it, no matter what side you're on, it seems to me that it was pretty clear what was going on there. All right, so let's not make Stephanopoulos the focus. It's just another anecdotal reference to how lousy the news media is, period, end of story. 888-302-3684. What's happening here with the shutdown as it enters its second week? No end in sight. Ominous signs that the U.S. is closer to the first default in our history. as Boehner rules out any measure to boost borrowing authority without concessions from the president. So who's watching this closely? How does this affect you? Do you have contracts with people who are connected to the government? Treasury Secretary warned that the budget brinksmanship playing with fire, getting after Congress, asking them to pass legislation to reopen the government. So what they want to do, in case you know what the numbers are here, they want to increase your debt, the nation's debt, which is right now at $16.7 trillion. And they want to up it to what number? That's the thing I haven't seen. There's all the discussion about upping it, but to what? Do you know, Kenny, what the number is? They want to move it up. What does that mean, move it up? Move it up to what?
I haven't seen a specific number. I don't know if they've... I don't think they've announced one. Mm. All I hear is that the left keeps saying we want to raise it to pay for what we've already spent, but I haven't heard what that figure is.
So is this a bright spot? Today, a significant chunk of the furloughed federal workers heading back to work, Defense Secretary Hagel ordering 350,000 Pentagon employees back to the... Isn't that amazing? Think of those numbers. 350,000 non-essential personnel working at the Pentagon. 350,000 dollars. Those who remain home or working without paychecks step closer to getting back pay once the government shutdown ends. As a matter of fact, the Senate is probably going to act this week on a measure that passed the House on Saturday, which means that everybody who was sent home will get paid even though they didn't work for the past week. And that sits in my craw really negatively. I don't like the fact that they went home if, in fact, they knew when they sent them home they were going to pay them anyway. There's something totally disingenuous about this whole thing, isn't there?
Yeah, it stinks.
Yeah,
it really does.
It really is. It really shows you how weak we are. And whether you want to get into this or not, another weakness, it seems to me, and the health of our nation is determined by how much people like me and Kenny and any number of you can criticize what we see going on here. We were extraordinarily critical of this, and it may be that we are appropriated being critical of our special forces going into Libya. First reports were that I heard on Saturday were that we had the Libyan government's approval. Turns out now we didn't. We just went in and grabbed these people, these leaders of Al Qaeda, some of them anyway. They went to Tripoli. These guys were wandering around pretty much out in the open. So this was considered a counterterrorism raid. After they found this guy, Anas Alibi, who was an alleged conspirator in the East African embassy bombings in 1988, close ally of Osama bin Laden on the FBI's most wanted list, $5 million goes to somebody, whoever it is, that pointed this guy out. But were we appropriate to go into another sovereign nation without telling them that we were going in? I don't think we were. 888-302-3684. Anybody addressing that at Facebook.com, our Facebook page, or Twitter at Good Day Show?
A couple comments about it. Katie says, both of these raids are in violation of international law. U.S. exceptionalism at its finest. Imagine Libya and Somalia sending elite troops into Florida.
Yeah, I think that's what you have to imagine. Think about that. What else?
Carl says, what does it cost for these extrajudicial capturings? U.S. needs to stop meddling in other countries.
Yeah, I think you would find in general there is not as much support for this sort of thing, especially given the fact that it was 15 years ago. Maybe that's because some of you would say we have short memories, we're not teaching our kids about this, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. There's something about this, however, that I don't like. So, at any rate, it's up to you to figure out what your thinking is and share it with us if you'd like. 888-302-3684. The chorus sounds loud and it sounds clear that many people do not like this. Let's talk about something that you will like. Something that takes care of a frustration that a lot of people have, bags, puffiness under your eyes. There is no discrimination here. Men have the problem. Women have the problem. So let me introduce you to GenuCell Stem Therapy. It specifically targets the many reasons that create puffiness and bags under your eyes. This is due to new technology. The treatment comes from new technology, a clinically proven. It's a salve, if you will, a cream that has instant effects. GenuCell is incredibly powerful, guaranteed to show results in 12 hours, or you get your money back. Yes. Users could see GenuCell working in only 12 hours with dramatic improvement in a couple of weeks. GenuCell contains 8 extra ingredients to reduce the appearance of bags and puffiness. Plus, GenuCell uses patented plant cell therapy to improve the longevity. In other words, the reason that it works longer and better is because of this new research that's been done. So if you'd like to try GenuCell risk-free, I'll suggest a number for you to call right now while you're thinking about it. 800-543-9262. Brilliant results for men, brilliant results for women. 800-543-9262. After all, isn't that what you want? Is results. Call now and you'll get a jar of Esotique face cream absolutely free just for trying GenuCell. It just kind of makes a lot of sense. If you want to look your best, and that's the way you feel your best, is to look your best. 800-543-9262. The best skincare, the best results, or your money back. 800-543-9262 to get rid of the puffiness under your eyes.
If I had a nickel for every child who needs a hand.
If I had a dime
for every big dream.
For every day to get out and play.
For every case to make it better.
If I had a penny.
Just a penny.
From you and millions of other Rite Aid shoppers.
To round up for kids.
Just imagine the change.
Your change could make.
Learn how to round up your Rite Aid purchases to the nearest dollar. And give the change to kids in need at KidSense.com.
If you've got a pre-owned GM vehicle, you test drove it, right? And if your car is OnStar, why not test drive it too? Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us. You'll get help in a crash, turn-by-turn directions, roadside assistance, and monthly diagnostic checks, all at no cost or obligation. Offer good on 2006 or newer digitally equipped pre-owned and non-active GM models. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, details, and system limitations.
Get it started.
I own 3 coffee shops, so you never have to say, perk up. But I just discovered the new services center at OfficeMax. Their team designed our new logo, helped set up our website, and printed our signs, banners, and pastry menus on time and on budget. It's so energizing. And I'm drinking decaf.
Get special introductory offers now at the new OfficeMax Services Center. You'll find over 60 print services. Learn more in-store or at OfficeMax.com/services.
Hey, it's Guy Fieri. And before the game, it's all about the tailgating. Burgers, sausage and peppers, onions, hot wings, you name it. But come game time, if you got yourself a whole bunch of heartburn, roll out the Rolaids.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. Rolaids gets you back in the action fast. Its dual-active formula neutralizes more acid than Tums. For indigestion and heartburn, get rapid relief with Rolaids.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Use as directed. Acid neutralization may not correlate with symptom relief.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Nothing I can do, a total eclipse of the heart. Once upon a time there was light in my life, but now there's only love in the dark. Nothing I can say.
How many people, when they hear this song, think there's a bit of an autobiographical connection to it? Most of us.
Hard not to.
Yeah, exactly. Have had a story that comes out of this song, a similar story in our lives. On this date, 1983, Bonnie Tyler's Total Eclipse of the Heart began a 4-week run as the number one single in the United States. The song from her Faster Than the Speed of Night album ran 5 minutes, 36 seconds. So why'd you shut it off, Evan? You don't like listening to that song? Is there something in there? Maybe it's autobiographical for Evan, too, Kenny. It could be.
Well, could be.
5 minutes, 36 seconds. Took a day or two to get out of your head. You can't get this. Once you hear the song, I think it just sticks there. That's always been the way it is with me, again, because I've been down that street, as most of you have, and that's why I did as well as it did, too. One of those, I regret so much having fallen in love with that woman. Or maybe women think that. I regret so much falling in love with that man. Horrors. All right, meanwhile, this is the time of the morning when we bring our late night hosts in for a little fun. Jay Leno and Jimmy Fallon here.
You know, I was listening to Secretary of State John Kerry today. He said, Iran must earn the trust of the United States. Iran? Hey, Congress can't even earn the trust of the United States. Okay, forget Iran. Thank you. Oh, this is so stupid. As you know, all non-essential employees have been sent home. Hey, you know what you call a group of non-essential employees to get together on a Sunday? The New York Giants. Hey, that's... You know... This government shutdown thing is getting old. The national parks are closed. The museums are closed. Federal agencies are closed. But our borders, they're wide open. Don't worry about that. Oh, yeah. Come on down. Oh, yeah. No problem. Well, even the National Zoo in Washington is closed down. In fact, the only ones still working at the zoo are the pandas. Because, as you know, technically, they work for the Chinese. So it's, you know, so they're not, they don't really work here.
Microsoft founder Bill Gates, he said that making users type Control-Alt-Delete to log in was a mistake. And that's not the only thing he regrets. I'll show you what I mean in a new segment called Regrets with Bill Gates. Here's his first regret. He said, I wish I didn't wear that red golf shirt in the Staples yesterday because I ended up spending 3 hours helping people find toner. Yeah. You can't dress like those guys.
Don't.
Here's another regret he has. He said, we shouldn't have quietly removed Clippy the paperclip from Microsoft Word. We should have executed him. I'm watching too much Breaking Bad, I think. I always hated Clippy the paperclip. I don't like that thing.
Clippy.
You want to write a letter? Like, yeah, I do. I want to write a... Get this dumb thing off. Yeah. You want to write a business note? Yeah. Is this a resume?
Yeah. I don't know what it is.
You haven't had a job for quite some time. You got a lot of free time on your hands. You don't know how to spell.
Oh. All right, get off my back, Clippy.
I didn't find that funny at all. Do you think that was funny?
Did you ever? Yeah. I hated that little cartoon paperclip thing that always popped up.
No.
Yeah. That was really annoying.
What, on Microsoft?
Yeah.
No, I don't know.
On Word.
You
open a document and this cartoon paperclip comes up. You want to write a letter? What is it? Go away.
Okay. I'll take your word for it. So that I just find it's funny if you can relate to it, and I, for whatever the reason, doesn't relate one way or the other. All right, 2020 news quiz question coming up in a matter of moments, plus more of the top stories of the day. That's what's ahead for you on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Ken Kessler and I. Oh, Jennifer's not here because the Santa Ana winds have knocked the power out in Southern California. 28 after on Good Day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute, today with Mary Madeline and Ron Reagan, coming right up.
You're struggling with your mortgage. You think about it. You don't do anything but think about it.
What are we going to do if we lose the house? Where are we going to go?
At work.
I can't let anybody find out. I'm so embarrassed.
At dinner.
How can I tell the kids? It's going to wreck their lives.
And at 3 o'clock in the morning.
I don't know what to do. I don't know how to get through this. What's going to happen to us?
It's time to stop thinking. It's time to start dialing. Call 1-888-995-HOPE for a free government program that offers expert one-on-one advice about your mortgage options.
I'm all alone.
No, you're not. We've helped over a million homeowners, and we want to help you. And now there are more ways to help. But the program ends soon. Call 1-888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Madeline and Reagan. What do you think of the argument that corporations have a right to practice religion by refusing to provide contraceptive services under Obamacare?
They're not a religion. They don't have a theology. The people who are practicing religion as such to prevent Obamacare from providing contraceptives, I think, are really more motivated by doing something negative to Obama than any sort of religious feeling they have. No, we're talking about employees of large corporations here and what the insurance company may provide them.
Businesses and corporations are established for the purpose of making profit. Religious institutions are established for the purpose of expanding faith, bringing the community together. I completely agree with Ron that some people are negative, just want to be negative on Obama's breathing on this earth.
I'm Mark Green. That was your Both Sides Minute with Ron Reagan and Mary Madeline.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new EPAC 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and the FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, "The evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. Fortunately, there is something you can do about it. Learn how to be invisible, lock down your privacy, and even disappear forever. Go to privacylockdown.com to learn how. That's privacylockdown.com.
Are you someone who forges your own trail? Are you a pioneer with the need to homestead your self-reliant entrepreneur spirit? If so, RF Bunker has a franchise opportunity for you. RF Bunker is the fastest growing emergency and survival retail store in the United States. RF Bunker franchise opportunities are leading the way for business-minded heroes seeking adventure in owning and operating their own emergency supply and survival store. Visit rfbunker.com or call 866-623-2932. This offer is not being directed to any resident of the register-required states.
Let's move into the next half hour of conversation here Monday morning on the Doug Good Day program as we discuss what the journal indicates are the important stories, the information that you may want to keep as part of your conversational focus today. I'm Doug Steffen, Dudley to many of my friends. You can be my friends. Ken Kessler is here. Jennifer's power is completely out in her studio. Many areas, especially in the mountain areas that are east of Los Angeles and south of Los Angeles, are affected by the Santa Ana winds. Kenny is in San Diego, so you're actually in the mountains east of San Diego. So what's the Santa Ana impact there?
Yeah, I haven't experienced much of the impact yet. A little bit of a warm breeze. The Santa Ana winds, unlike regular breezes in the rest of the country, they're very warm.
Yeah, it's strong.
It's really weird, but yeah. We haven't gotten any real strong winds here yet.
I was in Los Angeles over the weekend to go to a wedding, and it was windy. But it wasn't, it depended on where you were. I was on the other side of the hill, what I refer to as the other side of the hill. Most other people, there is the beach, if you will, the ocean side of the hill, and you go up over the hill on the 405, and you're into the valley, Burbank and Glendale and Pasadena and Encino and Woodland Hills and all that. And it was 98 degrees on Saturday. Went to a wedding on Malibu Beach. It was a very small, wonderfully done wedding. There were 34 or 35 people that were at this wedding. Uri Geller's daughter, Natalie, got married, and it was a wonderful service. And it was the most, I was by myself, sitting there looking around. I was the only person there who was by himself. And I'm looking in the direction of the folks who are getting married. And it was like magic. As the sun went down, there was one star in the sky. It was almost like the Star of David. It was like when you think about Jesus' birth and the star Bethlehem. One star in the sky, that was it. And it was right over where the hoopoe was. It just was
nice.
It was wonderful. It couldn't. And then the winds all stopped. No wind. None whatsoever. So I think I sent you a picture. Did I send you a picture of it, Kenny, to post?
You did, yeah. And it's up on our Facebook page. Okay. Lots of people have liked it and made some comments.
Oh, good. All right. What are their comments?
Nathan says, Uri is the master of the selfie pic, and that you both look well. Must be the result of clean
living. That was a picture of Uri and me together. Did I send you a picture of actually the wedding? I took a picture of the wedding as well.
No, this is the only one I got so far.
I have to send it to you. Yeah, there's a picture of Uri and I together at the reception. Yeah, and we both look older to a point. Our hair is different, let's put it that way. I haven't seen Uri for 4 or 5 years, but it's like we never miss a beat because we're always talking to each other. And so he's always into the stuff that's going on, the crazy things that are a part of what people expect. And as it was right on schedule, after all of the people made their speeches during the wedding or after the wedding at the reception, having dinner, et cetera, Uri had to bend a spoon. Had to bend a spoon. So he did and brought it. And there was the brother of the groom's name was Uri as well. And he told a wonderful story during the course of the evening about being teased, because when he was a kid, Uri was at the height of his influence in England and Israel. And so people would refer to him as Geller, which I thought was kind of cute. But it was a very nice wedding. And yes, there's a good picture posted at facebook.com/goodday show of Uri and me. Meanwhile, back to Facebook and our other social media. What sort of discussion are we having there? The spending bill, the Al-Qaeda leader caught in Libya, the Syrian chemical weapons are being destroyed, et cetera, et cetera. What do you have there for comments, Kenny?
Well, as far as the Al-Qaeda leader caught, Barry says, kudos to our fighting men. And EJ says, at this rate, we should capture the Benghazi terrorists in 2027.
That's very good. All right. I thought you'd be curious. By the way, I have, should we do, yeah, let's do the 2020 news quiz question. Based on something that we talked a good deal about last week. We're becoming number one. The U.S., in fact, may already be the global leader in one of these four areas. You pick the one, and you get a swell prize, 888-302-3684. And again, this is recollection of a story from last week. We're becoming number one. We may already be the global leader in A, GDP per capita, B, citizens without health care, C, government shutdowns, D, oil and gas production. Which of those four is correct? 888-302-3684. I'll restate the question. As we become number one in an area, a global leader, if you will, in one thing, what is it? A, GDP, gross domestic product per capita. B, citizens without health insurance or health care. C, government shutdowns. Or D, oil and gas production. You could make an argument that we could probably come up with a position in all four of those areas. There's one area in particular that applies here, and you tell us what it is. 888-302-3684. Number one in the globe on GDP, citizens without health insurance and health care, government shutdowns, or oil and gas production. What say you? 888-302-3684. Meanwhile, new poll out today. Congress is thought of more highly than the Kardashians. That's the headline. Government shutdown has put Congress squarely in the spotlight. Not necessarily a good thing. Public considers them at the moment, as I look at the list of where Congress is. The Congress is, I sort of chuckle, put the spotlight shows the public considers members of Congress lower than cockroaches and colonoscopies. And this is, by the way, this is serious. Public Policy Polling Survey finds that respondents consider Congress less favorably than head lice, root canals, Canadian rock band Nickelback, colonoscopies, France, used car salesmen, traffic jams, and Brussels sprouts. All right? You'll be happy to know that people in this country prefer Congress to telemarketers, lobbyists, gonorrhea, and the Kardashians, though. Oh. All right, that's what's below Congress and what's above Congress I went through. All right, just wanted you all to know. That's the story. 888-302-3684. All right, so we have that to be thankful for. Are you beginning your week with strength? Have you decided that this is going to be the week when you do something that you've been putting off? Are you going to do whatever it is that needs to be done step by step, hour by hour, day by day, through this week, so that by the time you get to Friday, you will have done good work, you have success? It's kind of like building a fireplace, brick by brick by brick. All right, think about that as you think about what it is that you have in front of you this week. All right, do that. Let me see if we have. All right, so I'm supposed to, Evan, guess what the answer is that all these people have. Let's talk to Carol, who's in Eau Claire, listening to WAYY. Hi, Carol. Welcome.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing well, thank you.
That's good. All right, glad to hear it. So of those four things, What have we become, or are we on our way to becoming number one in, according to the news from last week?
Gas and oil production.
Yes, that is correct. Oil, gas, those sorts of things. So what gets produced in Wisconsin along these lines? Any oil, any gas? A lot of the reason I ask you that, because I know Wisconsin, big farming state, and many of the eastern and midwestern farming states have gas deposits under them. Pennsylvania, some places in New York, the Northeast, and people are worried about fracking and the water supply, that sort of thing. And I wonder if there's any of that in your area.
A lot of fracking in western Wisconsin, where I am.
There is. So what's it done to the water supply, if anything yet, or at all?
Nothing yet, but there's a lot of opponents to fracking. A lot of opposition, but you know, if you live on frack sand, you support it. So.
Well, if you're living in that circumstance, what happens, they're going to come to you. Well, there are two ways of looking at this, at least in my experience and what I've heard. The people who will come from the natural oil industry will try to get you to sign up for a couple of $100,000. You're a farmer. You got land. They know that there's gas under your land. They get you to sign a lease for a couple of $100,000. When, in fact, I've seen stories where farmers have been smart and they've gone to a lawyer. Lawyer does the research and realizes $250,000 is nothing for what they're going to get out of the ground. And I know one farmer in Pennsylvania signed a deal that was cumulative, and so far he's gotten $2.5 million out of his lease to the gas company. So,
right. From what I've heard, people are getting millions.
Yeah.
Those that are have it. Right.
Right. Mm-hmm. So don't sign on the dotted line to somebody that, wow, that's great, I get $250,000. No. Don't do that. Check it out with somebody who can actually get a deal for you that's much better, because they're going to net millions out of most of these places, millions and millions and millions of dollars. So you should get, it's coming because you let them onto your land. So there's such a thing as buying property also with mineral and gas rights. Make sure when you buy a piece of property in any part of the country that has this sort of stuff underground, or you suspect it might, or just as a rider on the deed, make sure that you have mineral rights, gas rights, whatever is there underground, you get the benefit of it. All right? There's my word to the wise. Carol, you'd like a swell prize, I bet, right?
Oh, I would love it.
All right. So hold on just a second, and we will make sure that you do get a swell prize. Doug's good day at 16 before the hour.
Hey, this is Guy Fieri. Now, when your recipe calls for red peppers, chili powder, garlic, and onions, you got the start of some awesome chili. And maybe some heartburn. If that's the case, roll out the Rolaids Liquid.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. New Rolaids Liquid gets you back in the action fast. Even when your worst heartburn symptoms flare up, Rolaids Liquid Dual Active Formula coats and soothes for rapid relief. New Rolaids Liquid in your choice of mint or cherry. Use as directed.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Psst, it's me, your bathroom medicine cabinet. I see you naked, know how often you floss, and watch you pluck unsightly hairs. I can keep a secret, but you need to know. Your kids have been taking your prescriptions to get high. I couldn't keep it quiet, because prescription drug abuse now causes more deaths than cocaine and heroin ODs combined. So please, mind your meds. For tips on safeguarding your meds and your family, visit the partnership at drugfree.org.
So, you're leaving that great barbecue joint in the warehouse district, and you're about to get into your truck. Except, there is no truck. Holy cow, it hits you. Your keys are missing, and your Silverado's been stolen. And before you go crazy over the injustice of it all, you tap your OnStar app. A soothing woman says, no problem. And before you can say, that thief's going down, she helps you file a police report. Then she pings a signal that bounces into space, giving her the lat and long of your truck, which she shares with the police until the joyrider is in their sights. When the officer gives the go-ahead, OnStar sends a signal that slows his speed, just as the thief is saying, what the? And it's hard to say who is more amazed by the whiz-bang, don't you dare mess with my truck technology. You or the guy who's about to do hard time. All because you drive a Chevrolet Silverado. Connected by OnStar. Find new roads. For details, availability, and system limitations, visit OnStar.com.
If you're a responsible homeowner who's faithfully made your mortgage payments, you deserve thanks for doing the right thing. And I'd like to tell you about a powerful financial tool that rewards your responsibility. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. And the tool that I'm talking about is the Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. HARP is designed to help you lower your mortgage payments. It's for responsible homeowners who are current on their payments, but due to the housing market, may have little or no equity left in their home. And even if you were unable to get a HARP loan in the past, new guidelines mean that now you may be eligible. Over 2.5 million homeowners have already taken advantage of HARP and are saving an average of $250 a month. If you're one of the millions yet to take advantage, call us today at 800-QUICKEN. To learn more, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That number again is 800-QUICKEN.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
The Doug Staff and Good Day program. Ken and I going through a number of things. This story about the monster truck lost control at a Mexican air show, plowing into a crowd of spectators, killing 8 people, 79 others hurt. I was at a drugstore in Woodland Hills on Saturday afternoon, and one of these monster trucks pulled up beside me. It was a Ford 350 that had been built up. The tires, I looked at the width, these were like 28-inch rims on this thing. The truck was up in the air at least 6 feet higher. I was driving, you'd be interested in this, Kenny. I had rented a, I always use Vroom Vroom Vroom, and I like Enterprise, so I put the two of them together, and I'd rented a small convertible. And they didn't have it. All they had was a Mustang fire engine red convertible. So that's what I drove around in this weekend.
Nice.
So pull into the parking lot, and there's this huge truck that comes in next to me. Now, I didn't know what had happened in Mexico at the time, and I'm not sure. I don't think this happened until yesterday. Or was it? No, it was Saturday. I'm looking here. Extreme Air Show in Chihuahua was the place. The driver lost control of the vehicle after jumping over cars during a demonstration. So how is it that there are people all over the place? Can you? And we have these things going on in our country, but you don't have, they're not out, the public isn't standing around watching them, are they?
They're usually a safe distance away.
Yeah, they're usually down in, it's like being in a baseball park or a football park, right? There you have this. You have the show area, and then you have the seats all around. And I don't think I've ever seen a circumstance when there were a lot of people standing around that close to the circumstances. Anyway, a lot of folks are talking about that. Let me focus on something that a lot of people are talking about, and that is your blood pressure. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, Dr. Ron Hoffman, Dr. Jack Stockwell, all of our medical advisors on the Good Day program, talk with regularity about your blood pressure. Heart Factors Plus is a new, all-natural formula that will boost the nitric oxide levels in your body, which naturally widens the arteries, improves their elasticity, maintains healthy blood pressure levels, and does a lot of other great things for men and women as well. Both your blood pressure and your performance are linked to better blood flow and circulation. There are lots and lots of clinical studies that show that. In fact, all the prescription pills for men's function or dysfunction work by boosting nitric oxide levels. That's really what, that's all it is. Heart Factors Plus has worked for tens of thousands of men and women who are worried about their blood pressure. So if you want to fix that problem, try Heart Factors Plus by dialing 800-577-8560, 800-577-8560. Heart Factors Plus comes to you free, a 30-day trial, free, 800-577-8560. See how it can work for you. 51 after on Good Day.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com.
GCN.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Every time you eat a cooked food, your body responds by producing an increase in circulating white blood cells. This happens because nature designed us to eat food that is undamaged at the molecular level. When we heat food to normal cooking temperatures, we change the shape of the molecules into shapes the body cannot use. The body now looks at them as toxins and allergens. In an effort to protect itself from this irritant, the body intelligently increases the amount of circulating white blood cells to act as garbage collectors. White blood cells gobble up all the unusable damaged food particles to neutralize their cell damaging properties. This puts stress on your organs of elimination, and your body is subject to cell damage and inflammation. If you'd like to start experiencing the benefits of undamaged protein in your diet, give One World Way a try. It is a truly undamaged protein powder that will thrill your tastes and every cell of your body. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
Day 53 past the hour. Ken Kessler, Doug Steffen, with a focus on some of the items that Shelley Palmer reports on. Lost his voice. I think he'd be back tomorrow, however. By the way, Shelley brought to you in part by the folks at Buffalo Wild Wings. Now, there are championship rings, not your ordinary rings. They have O rings, apparently, with Chipotle barbecue seasoning. There are when I look at some of this stuff, Kenny, that they have at Buffalo Wild Wings, their slogan is wings, beer, and sports. But some of the things they create, they have 20 different beers on tap, signature sauces that they put on their wings, what they refer to as the home field advantage. You can't go into one of these places without having wall-to-wall TVs, and all of it is sports broadcasting. There's so much sport. I was going across the channels last night. There were two or three Major League Baseball games that were on. There were two or three football games that were on. And you think, well, there are two playoffs, right? Isn't there two playoff games that were played last night? Do I have that right? Yeah. So, I mean, you've got sports everywhere. You go in one of these bars and see sports literally at Buffalo Wild Wings wall to wall. So you're going to check it out. Buffalo Wild Wings, wings, beer, and sports. The trading symbol for Twitter. I read a lot on the plane coming back here yesterday about Twitter and their IPO. So maybe this is a simple way for you to get focused on the public offering by figuring out what its ticker symbol is. Do you know what the Twitter ticker symbol is? If you do, call us at 888-302-3684. You know what it is, Kenny?
No, I don't.
All right. It's the one that makes the most sense. I suppose I could go through a few. Shall I give a few hints or not? Just let people figure it out. I think people can figure it out. What is the ticker symbol for Twitter? Use your common sense and think about the one that might make the most. And if you're into this, if you're big into Twitter, you will probably figure it out. If you haven't seen it, you'll figure it out. Twitter's ticker symbol as they get ready to go out on an IPO, 888-302-3684. What is it? Facebook, according to a story that we have at DougSteffen.com today, wants to quickly hear from Maryland school systems about instances of potential cyberbullying. Say it again, Doug. Cyberbullying to head off future tragedies. Facebook and Attorney General Doug Gansler in Maryland officially announced a new mechanism to enable direct contact between Maryland school systems and Facebook's safety team to deal with bullying. Too often we read headlines about cyberbullying that inflicts serious emotional trauma on children, or worse, it ends in tragedy, said the Attorney General. The program will only be available in Maryland. It's a pilot program. See how it works and see if it'll be used in other states. I think that's a pretty good idea. Check the story out at DougStephan.com. Shelley Palmer's headline, even though he's not here to report, I get something from his blog for you in just a moment here on Good Day.
I'm Jim Cook here at our Sam Adams Brewery tasting this year's Sam Adams Oktoberfest. Hit it, boys! Who wants some fresh Oktoberfest? This year's Oktoberfest is rich with sweet flavors like caramel and toffee.
That is really good.
Those unique flavors come from the five roasted malts in Sam Adams Oktoberfest. Ah, delicious. We only brew Sam Adams Oktoberfest for 2 months, so grab one before it's too late.
Then I definitely want more Oktoberfest.
Awesome beer coming to Boston, Mass. Take responsibly.
I need to archive emails to comply with business regulations.
Do you have an IT guy to help search through thousands of PST files?
No.
Got time to install a complicated product or create detailed reports?
No.
You okay paying storage fees to save duplicate emails and images?
No.
Offshore automated phone tree support okay?
No.
Then yes, we can help.
The Barracuda Message Archiver lets you store and find emails fast to avoid compliance and litigation penalties. Easy setup and single instance storage will save you time and money. And if you need help, you'll talk to a live human. Try the Barracuda Message Archiver free. Go to Barracuda.com/yes.
888-302-3684. The possibilities are, for the Twitter symbol, TLDR, TWEE, HSHTG, which I thought was cute, TWTR, which is it? You got 60 seconds or less to figure it out. 888-302-3684. Instagram is getting ads, starting with users in the U.S. There was a blog post late last week, Kenny. Instagram says that users in our country are going to start seeing video and image ads. So isn't that pretty much up with all of the other? This is how they make their money, advertising on any of these sites, right? There's no surprise there.
Yeah, they all do them.
Yeah.
And it's a free service, so you really can't complain.
No. Well, that's what people are saying about Twitter. They're going to be attaching ads. That's how they're going to make money. Expected, I think they're making $300 or $400 million a year now. What'll that be like? Jeff in Humboldt, Tennessee, or Humboldt, Indiana. What's the sign for Twitter?
TWTR.
TWTR is correct. You get the prize here. Hold on just a second. Thank you.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.